Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about our relationship. Not because I want to at all, but people keep asking us about it. So I'm going to use the show to answer some questions in the hopes that they discontinue.
I would like to know, well, first of all, this title cracks me up. Couples therapy, here we come. That was great. Who's asking?
So
I don't get those questions.
Really?
Well, I shouldn't say that. I do get some, but no one asks me outright. They kind of dance around it, and then I don't acknowledge it. I just kind of say, yeah,
we probably have a lot of practice at that by now.
I am very good at that.
No, I write these titles, and if you've ever listened to the show, that I write the titles and they have nothing to do with the show at all. So we can just, the title's just designed to get them to click the play button or listen button.
Okay, good. So I just, really don't want to have to get into all this.
I'm just joking.
Oh my gosh. You are the best person I have ever worked with.
Ever. What?
No, I mean that.
You're trying to get out of going to therapy.
That's
just by
one.
Being nice.
Totally. Just kidding. There's no therapy.
I
in
know.
Our future.
There's no therapy.
So, no, you.
No, this show is actually. I don't. Well, go ahead and keep complimenting me.
Here's how I take this show. I take this show as just a funny play on words slash talking about working with a partner and a business partner and the. Not the pros and cons, but the ups and the downs and why a business partner keeps you in line sometimes, well, at least for me, you know, and reminds me the things that I'm good at, the things that I'm not good at, you know, what to focus on sometimes, what to outsource, let it go. And so I look at it about things like that.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of points along the way. You kind of hit on this like last week. It stuck with me for some reason. I don't even think you even remember saying it, but you know, when there are rough times, and we've been so lucky, there has been so few. Mm-hmm. When there's rough times, you know, you just have to kind of sit there and say, you know, this is just a little thing. We're all going the same direction, and we'll work it out. So that's always the case. You know, I think that there's a few systematic things that we put in place in the last few months that really, really, really make this really click and work. Mm-hmm. Having separate offices works for me, you know, taking separate cars to work to our office. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things like that that just keep this a little bit more separate and professional when we're here than in the social part of our life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, sometimes Jill falls asleep during a podcast.
Oh, that
she
happens.
Is right now.
Jill loses interest very quickly. That's a whole nother one. That's a funny topic about.
I can tell when you're bored with something right away. I mean, immediately.
You could see my eyes gloss over.
Just yeah, you're thinking about something else, and you know that actually just happened.
That's true.
What were you thinking about?
You used to say that. I haven't heard you say it in a long time, but you used to come and say, "I'm going to try to do my best to do this in sound bites and keep your interest." And it would be we're in a boardroom having a meeting kind of thing, you know, because we have a conference room. And we're in there and you would say that.
I know.
I think we've come a long way. I know we've come a long way.
Oh my gosh.
In how we communicate.
You know, we're just talking about Land Academy, not Land Stay. You know, Land Stay has always been, you know, the way that it used to be, it's a little different now because we're all constantly working harder than we used to. I reel the property in, you close it, we get it all, other people get it all prepped up and you close it. Mm-hmm. And it was very separate. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the point. You know what? That's the point I'm trying to make. There's a bunch of stuff that you do over there for Land Academy and Land Stay, and I don't even know about it. And nice. It just works, and I have blind trust. And in this very infrequent event where some stuff goes sideways, You know, the whole thought process that I have in like 3 seconds is, yeah, you win some, you lose some, and she's killing it over there in general. Mm-hmm. So I hope that's the case over here.
Oh, absolutely. I hope you know that. I'm sure you know that, that I have blind faith in you. I know what you're good at, and I know how to the things to leave you alone. I know that any future business venture that you consider, that you're going to do 18 to 20 hours, maybe more, of research on it.
Yeah, by the time it gets to you.
Uh-huh. I know that. By the time
if and when it gets to you, which is very infrequent, that's it.
Yeah, you're about to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
And you want to, let me know, hey, heads up, here's what's coming. Or B, hey, do you see anything I missed? Which is great. You're good about asking me, what do you, last things, here's where I'm at. Can you add to it?
You know what a lot of guys my age see? I don't know if this is ever going to make the air.
Uh-oh. I'm really worried right now.
They see their women or other women and just treating them with indignance. Like, oh, you could never do that.
Oh.
You can never start a land business. You just stop thinking about that. Forget it. At the root of it's just like, they just don't believe in them, or there's no trust, and I totally believe in you and I completely trust you.
Same here.
So
talk about deflating.
This is the apples. This is couples therapy. This is it.
I guess we are having couples therapy for other couples. I hope we're helping them.
That's a show. Good show idea.
Wow.
You don't have to go to therapy. You can just listen to us do it for you.
On the brink of divorce. We have a show for that. Here's what we've seen.
Our whole point to this new show is to have you say this to yourself. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Maybe it's not that bad.
Why can't you be like Jill, honey? When you're a kid, when your mom would say that, why can't you be like John, honey, and get good grades?
Right.
That actually happened to me.
Right.
Oh. No, I'm just joking.
I'm so sorry. I never had that.
I know, because you're Disneyland.
Thank you. I was always, it was funny growing up. I was always off doing my own thing. I think I was kind of an entrepreneur doing my own thing for a long time, and no one ever realized what I was doing. But I'm off creating my own little thing. My family really didn't pay much attention, and I'm not sure they do right now.
No, they don't.
They don't.
Do they know where you live?
Yes. But my family is pretty wrapped up in their own things, and Jill's just off doing something over here. We're not quite sure. Some land thing. I don't know.
There's a lot of people listening to this right now, and they're asking themselves, "What the hell does this have to do with real estate?"
All right, I'll tell you what it has to do with real estate. Here's what I think it has to do with real estate. Get everyone in your life as well as you can on board and on the same page.
For a while.
Cause it is that important.
That's a chick point of view. Totally.
No,
well, no, I mean, I think it's good.
It's important.
If your wife's not on board, we did a show called How to Convince Your Wife to This Is Something You Want to Do.
Right. Like, and we talked about one of our members who had to do a quick deal just to show his wife, look, I can make money doing this. And she said, okay. Really made him, do one, just one, to prove the system to her. And she said, okay, now I'm in.
That was a while ago. That was a long time ago. And I've noticed, I'm sure you have too, that is happening less and less and less.
Mm-hmm.
The validity. So what ended up happening is that I'd like to think that we kind of exposed this little niche thing to a lot of people that I think a lot of people brushed it off and said a couple things like this. Who the hell would live out there in the middle of nowhere?
Right.
Why is it so cheap? Mm-hmm. There must be something wrong with it. And I hope that we're dispelling that by now. This is 105 shows or something like that. And I don't know how many members that, we 16,000 transactions that we've done aren't flukes.
We had 16,000 one-offs.
people do want to live way out of the
It'll
out of the
never
way.
Happen again. We won't get 16,001. I know, not
I
sure.
I personally am not one of those people who wants to live out in the middle of nowhere, but there are tons of people and more are finding us and buying this property as fast as we can buy it from us. And, you know, and yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with this property. People who own it just don't want it anymore.
I have something to say. There's a home show coming to town like in the next couple weeks. And the home show advertising has a whole new twist. It's not about putting a pool in your backyard and redoing your lawn and an awning or whatever. It's all about tiny houses.
No way.
I am not kidding.
Joe, we should be
I know that we're going to talk about that. No, it's not too late. All right, I'm going to get us at that show. Okay.
We should be a presenter. We should bring the mics and do shows and stuff.
Oh, we
right
could.
Right there.
Well, what I was going to do is talk to the tiny house people. I thought we could just even go and talk to some of them. But thank you. And it's coming up in the next 2 weeks, I want
to
say.
So you need the land to put the tiny houses on.
It might be this weekend. We'll have to figure that out. I just heard it last weekend. But the whole marketing campaign.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I would have seen a commercial like that and brushed over it and said, I hope Jill doesn't make me go to that. That's what's been the first, like, I don't want to go to that.
Thank you.
In fact, I'm just going to put a baseball hat on Saturday and do nothing.
There you go. So, no, it's a good business
it's a great idea.
Venture. So what I was saying about who wants this land, I mean, it's get over it, everybody. It's
everybody
true.
Everybody wants it. You know, and I think a lot of it has to do with the internet. I think that there are a lot of people who have jobs just on the internet. It's a work from home situation. And if your home's in the middle of nowhere with a satellite, you know, it's not middle of nowhere, in a beautiful setting in northern Arizona or anywhere you can dream up, northern Michigan or anywhere. And the piece of property that you're living on, you paid $2,000 cash for, your satellite uplink to the internet's just as good as the one in Manhattan. So, mm-hmm. and we are seeing tons and tons and droves of buyer, end user buyers that mm-hmm. are looking for this property. Exactly. They're all at that show.
Yes.
That's a great idea. Is it too late for us to get in? Did you look into it?
No, I will in a little bit. So I just wrote that down.
It's a great idea.
So I really think it's coming up this weekend, so I'll figure that out.
All right. So at the very least, we'll just go to it.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do some recognizance.
Recognizance.
I know recon. What's so?
Reconnaissance is recon. Recognizance, I think, is rethinking something.
Well, I'm going to recog this.
Welcome to the little Disneyland world in my friend Jill's head.
Oh, my goodness. What have I gotten myself into?
So you know how idiosyncratic stuff, but if you don't know what idiosyncratic means, it's like the stupid little things that somebody in your life does that, you know, you want to kill them for. Jill doesn't have any of those. She has like cute little things. And somebody told me that since this is a stupid show about couples therapy or dumb thing, somebody told me that's how you really, really care about somebody is when you like their stupid. I mean, stupid stuff. Sorry.
Oh, there it goes. They run our G rating.
I'll edit that out. I actually have Thanks. A bleeper on here.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. So I'm trying to think, what else is good? Well, when you say couples therapy, because it's important, business partners. I know we have some members that are doing it with brothers and doing it with wives.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they're going to come across some of the same obstacles that we have when you're that close and you don't know each other that well. It's hard to sometimes separate business from, you know, from outside of business, let's just say.
Yeah.
So, and you have to. You really have to.
That was my point in bringing some of that stuff up that we've worked out earlier. Like, it really helps me to work in a different office and to work in a, you know, for a long time, we were in different buildings. And that really helped too.
That was nice.
And then,
now with our show and everything, we have to be in our studio. We have to be, I don't want to drive to it every day.
Same building.
So I'm not driving to the studio. Now we have to have it here, but it's
okay. You know, a lot of it, Jill, is we're just lucky because you love talking to people and you love the whole social customer service aspect of this. I thought you were joking about it at the beginning because I'm like, who the heck could ever want to like that? But you really do. I think you really, truly do. And I love the whole data weird geeky thing.
Right.
So that's just, it's just, we're all going the same direction for different reasons. And that seems to work out for some reason.
It's hard to find this. I'll agree to find people that have, like you just said, complementing talents and
right.
similar goals in business and in life is, I hate to think, you know what, then I bet the odds are lower than winning the lottery right now.
What the heck?
No, I don't know.
I doubt they're lower than that.
Okay.
Because I don't think there's any higher odds than winning a lottery.
Okay. But but you can get there. How about that?
That's what it is. I was just going to say the same thing.
You can nurture it and
it's
you
like
get
anything.
There.
You just can't stop. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it is, you got to work it out.
Can't kill each other. Can't stop.
You just have to make a commitment and work it out, just like any business, anything.
Mm-hmm. And I know that we have members that are couples. One I'm thinking in particular, they were very, very successful real estate couples.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and they decided
they retired.
It was so great as they retired from their day to day real estate thing. Like, we're not showing houses or showing properties anymore.
They had a ranch and they sold it, made a ton of money. Is that the same people we're talking about?
Exactly. And now they're transitioning to this, which is perfect because they love to travel and do their thing, and they're not done. You know, and they could do this. And I'm sure they would weigh in that. I bet it took a lot of work to get to the point where, like we are, we're, you know, a pretty smooth running operation.
You know, the other thing, Jill, is you have your own companies. I have my own.
That's true.
We separate stuff a lot like that. I keep saying separate because men have a thing in general about just all one big ball of wax. Mm. And it's just easier. And for a lot of reasons, if it's that way.
I like it.
Maybe
too.
Mentally. Oh, do you do too? Okay.
Sure. Good. I like having my own companies, my own side ventures. And
your own employees and all that.
My own employees. Mm-hmm. My own LLCs. Okay. You know, all of that. It's there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I think it's important to have your own identity and your own separate things.
Right. Hey, join us in another episode, which I promise will be more meaningful than this one, where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. I think that did exactly what it was supposed to do.
Good. I'm glad. When I read the title, I was kind of wondering, where is he going to go with this one? Which is often. Which is kind of fun. I'm sure that, you know what? I'm sure that I have the same reaction as people. Then they pull it up on their phone and they go, where are they going to go with that
one? That's what I'm going for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they listen to it and they're disappointed.
Yeah. And they go, oh, that's not what I wanted.
Yeah. I wish those people were more interesting.
Or more fun or more happy or something. Or just had something positive to share.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.